Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're talking to Dusty Likens. He's in studio with us for the forum. So this has to be addressed, though, because Cody was gone a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there was an incident that Cody maybe doesn't even know about. The snitch line. We do that on Thursdays.
Oh, man.
I am familiar with it.
They blew you up.
Snitch line.
Well, I didn't anything.
The snitch line was all over you as typical. But one person had texted in something that prompted during the commercial break for us to continue our conversation. One of us had their mic on still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're nodding.
Oh, no.
I just want to point this out. I got a letter today. I don't know if you got a letter as well.
Oh, okay.
I got a letter today from the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission. And I'm not going to read the whole thing because this thing is ridiculous, but it mentions all three of our names, not Cody's because he wasn't here. It mentions
good to be on vacation, I guess.
One Dusty Likens, Alex Gold, and Nick Schwartz, and our boss, Steven Spector. And it mentions a notice of violation. And I'm not going to say what was said, but it says there is a forfeiture fine in the amount of $7,000. I just want to point out, that's not me, man.
Huh.
That is all on you.
So I got to pay $7,000?
That's a lot of money.
I'm not paying.
Yeah, I'll go get a new job.
You'd quit before you paid $7,000?
I mean,
let you take it over time.
Yeah, can you do it in like payments? You got the proof there?
Like a car payment?
Yeah.
There.
That's the one you got.
Yeah. Well, I would assume they sent the same letter.
Yeah, I never got this letter. I don't know what it is. You're the full-time guy, so I guess...
Your name is on this.
Yep, I don't see it.
You don't see what?
I don't see my name on it.
Okay.
I see Cody's.
My name's on it?
No, no. I know your name. I know your name's
on it. Well, I didn't get a letter, so I don't
know. The third page even mentions the exact... you know what I'm talking about. This was 2.5 weeks ago.
I guess that's the real
question.
During
snitch line.
What? Okay, I guess you can't say what was said.
No. How can I describe it? Dusty can maybe take this one for me.
Do you really want to get him in trouble again?
I mean, his mic was the one that was on during... Yeah, that. Yeah, that.
What does the letter say?
Yeah, Dusty's giving me a look right now. Yeah,
wow.
That.
This is breaking news.
That.
What does the letter say?
Oh, well,
I just gave it to him.
I mean, I can let you read it.
I just gave him the letter.
Can I? Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm...
Oh, wow.
Impartial here.
Like, how's it...
Read number 7.
Okay. Number 7.
But don't read it on the air.
Read the intro. Like, what is...
Yeah, read the beginning. What is...
I don't understand.
It just says, this notice shall be sent to Odyssey License LLC, its address, 2400 Market Street, 4th floor, Philadelphia. Notice of violation that we, Odyssey, Inc. of Odyssey License LLC, licensee of Station KCSP, Kansas City, Missouri, and Mission, Kansas. Indecent material of apparent violation, 18 U.S.C., 1464 section. It's a lot of very serious stuff, including forfeiture of the amount of $7,000. You want me to read 7?
No, don't.
What the hell is 7?
Just the number 7.
Oh, that's I know what part that is now.
Yeah.
That part.
Just self-edit.
Well, I can't read this part, I don't think.
No.
Says the July 15th, 2021 broadcast. This is when I was on vacation.
July 15th. So that, no, that was
three persons identified as Alex Gold, Dusty Likens, and Nick Schwartz at approximately 1:27 p.m. on the broadcast, apparent commercial break. During said break, the Enforcement Bureau detected the voice of one aforementioned persons, believed to be Mr. Likens. I don't know it's you for sure. That's good news. Much of Mr. Likens is said is inaudible. At one point, he can be said hearing expletive. It actually says the expletive on here, but I don't want to say it.
Well, I didn't know Alex was going to do this to me. So this is news to me. So this is awesome.
How would you like to go about this? Well,
sounds like I'm probably not going to have a job.
Doesn't
here
the company pay for it instead? How's that work?
I don't know. They probably don't like me enough, so. Guys, it was nice knowing you. Thanks for having me on the forum today for the last and ever time ever on the radio.
Thanks for having me.
I'm sure this can be worked out. This is the first time I've been in. I don't know how long you've been on radio, Cody. I've never received a letter like this before. It had all three of our names on it.
One time I did curse on the air, but the dump button hit.
Oh yeah,
so.
Cody's name. Cody wasn't here. He's the one guy that is not in trouble here, apparently.
And how long have you had this?
We got it on Friday.
So you and Nick got it on Friday? Oh yeah, I didn't get it on. So I guess I'm off the hook.
No, I don't.
Because you didn't get it now?
I don't. It's not. It's like one of those where it's like, I don't think just because you I don't think you can claim like for jury duty or other things like, oh, I didn't get the letter, so I don't have to show up. I don't think that's how this kind of stuff works.
This is like a suit and tie affair. Like I got to dress up in a tie and go in front of somebody.
That is actually a good question. Do we have an appeal? Like, do we get an appeal here?
Don't say anything like that.
Would the company appeal on behalf of us?
It says three persons. It says three persons identified as you, Alex Gold, you know, Dusty Likens, Nick Schwartz. But it does appear they say is the person that said it. They do say Dusty, not my name. So why am I even on this thing?
First, you're on the air, and also just so you know how these things work, somebody has to complain to the FCC. Oh, so you guys did the snitch replies, line, and someone would have to snitch.
All replies and documentation sent in response to this should be marked with a file number, which apparently is on here, and mail. We have to mail stuff in.
Wouldn't the company do it on behalf of us?
I would think so.
We work for a pretty big radio company.
Text line says Intercom paid for another DJ's $250,000.
Oh, well, then you're not. That's nothing.
This is nothing. If it's $7,000, I feel like if they were able to take,
not said something to me.
We're also
this.
Well, he's not.
That's
what
I'm wondering.
His name's
like. Why is my boss not? I mean, I don't want. You know what? I don't want to say anything else. Screw you, Alex.
Why him?
I've never been more sabotaged in my entire career than Alex Cole has done right now. I am deleting your number from my phone.
Someone said there's a snitch on the snitch line.
Yeah, there's a snitch in the studio. His name's not Cody nor Dusty.
I didn't even think what you said was that bad.
Well, apparently, you know, you've ruined my day. Blame delete Alex Gold's number. Unfollow on Twitter.
He's going to actually
unfriend
on Facebook. Unfollow on Instagram. All right, we're good. I'm done. Cody, what are you doing today?
Nothing. Yep. You want to bounce?
Yeah.
Someone thinks it was the other station that snitched on you.
Well, good for them. That 10-2 show over there is struggling already, so they can use some attention. What? Sometimes you guys go to break and I check things out. Not to my liking.
I mean, I like hearing that. Not that you're okay. I mean, that's good.
I'm not going to be here much longer anyway, so I might as well get them off my chest, right? When you get handed a
win like this thing, you're going to lock yourself in the studio?
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just saying, when you get handed an envelope in a studio on a day that you didn't see it coming, it's
pretty
awesome.
Text line says, what does a $7,000 fine fix? I'll feel better if you paid money for a word we all say. Someone else says, Dusty, we'll help you out. We'll get you with the GoFundMe, and we'll get this taken care of.
Yeah, where are you guys doing? Brother. Yeah, love that person, too, whatever number that is. Yeah,
is this how we're going to the next Cody Gold garage sale?
Start it right now. Do a GoFundMe. If you want me to stick around, do a GoFundMe. We need $7,000. That's what we need.
I'll bet you make more than $7,000.
And I'll tell you what, if the radio pays for it, you tell me a location. I'll go there with $7,000 in my Venmo account that gets transferred over from the GoFundMe, and we'll have fun with it.
Text line. Damn, how are you going to blindside your colleague live on the air?
Yeah, ask Alex Gold that. I literally, on God, I had no idea that was coming. That was pure to my face. He thinks it's funny.
Well, I think it's funny because
I would have liked to text on Friday, but now that it is Tuesday, here we are. And then you wait. You're like, you know what? Let's have Dusty on the forum. Okay, here's a good opportunity for myself.
Talk about the right reaction.
We did talk Chiefs for a little bit.
Now we're talking Chiefs.
No, it's a very serious matter when you get a letter from the FCC. Like, I you're probably right. I shouldn't have done that. But when it's not from the FCC, when it's from Cody and Gold, it's actually pretty funny.
All right.
Now Cody's name's on it. Interesting.
I don't want to be. Maybe I had nothing to do with any of this.
Yeah. Well,
you don't know.
Well, it's nice knowing you guys.
I didn't.
Did
you not get what I just said?
He's saying it's fake.
Oh.
It's not real.
It looks very real.
We sent a letter through FedEx on behalf of the FCC to you. I know you got the letter this morning.
I don't have a letter. I never got a letter. I'm dead serious.
Are you sure?
On God, I do not have a letter.
There's no fine. It's all a joke.
You guys
suck. It's all going to be okay.
Why's Cody leaving?
Cody just walked out. It's all a joke. Everything's going to be fine. Nobody's losing their job.
You know what? You're an ass. Because you knew how messed up I was. And you and Nick both, screw you guys. Wait, this got
you didn't
me.
You didn't get the
I
letter?
Got zero letters.
I paid $20 to get
that
express
open the letter
yet.
Yet.
No one gave me the letter. We thought you'd see it.
I paid that.
Look
paid
how official it is.
To get that overnighted.
Ah, oh, the hell with you guys. Oh, man, I didn't even get a letter.
Look at
you
the
hadn't
sticker.
Opened it yet? No, I don't have a mailbox here. I'm a part-time nobody.
What does the mailing address say it's coming from?
Nice. Golly.
Read it. What's the mailing address say?
It says, Attention Dusty Lichen, 7000 Squibb Road.
The return address.
Well, let me see. I don't know where it's
we
at.
We even took care of that. Top right.
Oh. It's not on the top
on
right.
On the other side.
Oh, here you go. Return address is the exact. Okay. You know what?
It's the FCC's address.
Yep.
Oh, you can. That man. One's for you.
Yeah, I'll frame that. That's good.
It says Origin, Federal Communications Commission, 45 L Street.
Textland says we may have committed mail fraud and a felony.
Well, see, FedEx let
us do it.
Well, what kills me is that I will be honest with you, Cody. My mic was on. We were talking about something on the snitch line, and I said something to Alex, and Carrington, who is really good friends of mine, came in here and immediately pushes the
off button.
And I immediately, and this is why I think Alex is so twisted and demented, Alex sees my reaction, and I'm as red as radio in that banner right there. I'm like, oh,
he
crap.
Was one of the, you know, having a hot mic is always like one of the big fears. You just, you know, you got to be careful.
That's good.
And
good.
he was sweating.
Dude, I was nervous because I think the other day I had made like some sort of like surgical joke that I didn't mean to happen. It just came out of my mouth out of nowhere. Let's just say it was along the line of uncertainties or something like that, and it came out something different. And then the next day, here I am with a hot mic, and I'm just like, oh, crap, this is the way I would go out. I would say like the F word, or I would say something stupid off the air that would reflect like somebody's attitude, and all of a sudden I'm just like, oh,
over
no.
The wrong advertising.
We right, thought you had honestly, when you walked in here, because we knew the letter had arrived. We thought you had opened the letter and seen it, and so we were expecting you to be like, yeah, I got the same letter. When you said no, I was very confused at that moment.
Yeah,
and we kept going. So you were legitimately,
I had no idea.
Yeah,
because I was dead serious because of the way it was typed, which I don't know who typed it out, but that was
all Nick.
Nice, yeah, very well done, bravo,
super official.
So that's what this is all about. Okay.
That's what it was.
So when you were doing like real actual radio work and journalism this weekend at Chiefs training camp, I was wasting my time putting that letter
together.
You
weren't wasting time because you nailed it. Like, that was a good prank. Like, I legit thought I was screwed. Like, I was like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, all right, well, I know what I have in my bank account. I was like, it's not 7 G's, but I was like, we can get there. And then I'm starting to look at my phone like, okay, how can I make this money quick? I need to text my boss at my other job. I need to figure out loose ends. And then can I get it in a lump sum? Can I pay it off over time? But yeah, that was good. Screw you guys. Oh, man.
We were afraid that you knew.
No,
that you
I
knew
had no
that we
idea.
Were pranking you.
I had no idea.
There was a point where I realized, no, he doesn't know.
He was too calm. He was so calm. I was like, oh, he knows.
Yeah, he seemed annoyed.
Gee, man. Like, I've had my issues before. Like, I've been in trouble. Like, I've been in cuffs. I've been behind bars. I've done things in my life that I'm not proud of. I'll be dead honest with you. When it comes to these stuff now, I'm cool hand Luke. Like, I know that, like, when it needs to get sweaty. And this was like, we were getting there because I was like, wait a minute. Why did Speck not email me Monday? This is definitely something Speck would be like, you need to come to my office. We need to talk now. I'd have been like, crap. And then I'm like, $7,000. Like, that's an odd number. Like, $7,000 didn't like really stick out. Like, if it was like 10, 15 G's, I'd have been like, okay, this is, I'm going to start having some like Mark Zuckerberg, Oprah sweat going on. We were cooking meats. And all of a sudden I'm like, wait, $7,000. And then all of a sudden you go, did you read it again? And you pulled it out from, man, good job. Well done. Ashton Kutcher would be proud
Dusty
of your
Dusty Lichens. Appreciate you coming in studio, man.
Appreciate you guys. Always love.
That's the forum.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.